Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And I'm Jersey Mike, your junior nerdling. I didn't know if you know who you were, because I don't know who I am.
Well, it was a long night, I'd have to say, at the Phil Fang Bolt concert. That was quite a big blast that we had last night.
Yep, the guy actually plays piano, too.
Yeah, I never knew. Got it on video. It was impressive. He did Jackson Browne's Running on Empty. It was pretty impressive.
Yep.
But here's what we're doing. We're still going to do all the other podcasts that we're doing. And we did a Bruce Springsteen Unikides podcast a couple months ago. We're big Springsteen fans. We're not going to deny it. And what you're supposed to do when you podcast, you're supposed to do something you like. And that's what we're going to do. Springsteen.
I think my favorite Springsteen song is Tramps Like Us.
Tramps Like Us?
I don't know why. It's just like you were born to run. It's just so there for me. I don't
now,
know.
See, this is the purpose of this. I'm not going to say it's a daily podcast, maybe every other day, two or three times a week. We're going to start featuring a rare, hard-to-find, just what I'm going to call a Unikides, a Bruce Springsteen Unikides.
And that works awesome because Bruce Springsteen is from New Jersey, my home state, and he's Jersey.
He's like, that's it. To me, he's the last one we got. You know, and as I've gone through his discography, his catalog, his body work, he's done a lot of stuff. And this just isn't the live concert stuff.
I was so impressed when he filmed, I don't know if it was Born in the USA or one of his videos, or I think it was Tunnel of Love, if I'm not mistaken. They said he just pulled up in his van to Asbury Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Parked, got out, did it, and just parked and walked and went back.
Yeah.
No security, no high maintenance. Parked, went, did, talked to people, and went home.
Went home, yeah. There's a neat video on YouTube I came across. It's where it's him, Clarence Clemons. This was before probably the filming of the video for Dancing in the Dark. They are rehearsing the dance that they're going to do. And it goes about, 9 minutes long, I think. But they're in his house. They're playing they're playing Dancing in the Dark on a boombox. And he's sitting there dancing, trying to get his moves and everything down, the headband, everything. Vintage Springsteen, 1984. It was awesome to look at. But would you like to know what our first Unikides for this podcast is going to be?
I would actually love it because I am in my own little funk today. I missed my audition because I'm just not in the creative zone like I thought I was. So this is helping. Yeah, I really do.
Well, remember when he wrote the song Fire and he gave it to the Pointer Sisters?
Yep.
All right. That was then. He also wrote a song for Donna Summer called Protection. Okay.
Wow.
It was released in February 25th, 1983. He started, John Landau asked if he would write a song for Donna Summer.
The famous director, John
yes,
Landau?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. So he ended up writing Cover Me. Okay.
Oh.
But here's the thing. He kept, at their poking with a stick, he kept Cover Me for himself and wrote another song, which was this song called Protection.
Wow.
Okay. He went to Los Angeles to record and even play guitar with Donna Summer and sing backup. They went as far as even recording a duet of it.
Wow.
But it never materialized because they wiped his vocals from it. But on the released version, you can hear his vocals at the end of the song on the fade out.
Really?
Okay. But from the demo that he made for the project, somebody, a fan, decided to blend them together and recreate that duet version.
This I'm looking forward to hearing.
Recreate the duet version of the song called Protection.
That's amazing.
And
I'm just amazed by how he kept Cover Me, and only Springsteen could do Cover Me.
Yeah, yeah. It's, well.
Hey, listen, last night the other guy was talking about, Phil, about some of the stuff they wrote and some of the stuff that they listened to
and gave away
to the Monkees and other people.
Stephen Stones.
Yeah, and it became hits. And he was like, wow, how come we didn't keep it? It was just meant for music history to go that way.
So this is a fan version of Protection, and it's really good. I think you're going to like this. This is the demo version and the release version that Donna Summer did.
Wow.
But here's the thing. He's never done the song live in concert. However, he did do it in rehearsals in the 1988's Tunnel of Love tour.
Wow.
So it could be out there in technical life. But here it is, Donna Summer and Bruce Springsteen, the fan mix put together version of Protection.
2, 3, 4! 2, 3, 4! Oh.
the fan-made Slice, Dice, Splice, and Ginsu'd Together Springsteen demo and Donna Summer release version of Protection.
Whoever Ginsu'd, Sliced, and Diced that should actually be a recording editor. What do you call that? Recording, not artist, but the guy who does it by an engineer.
An engineer.
Yeah, that was incredible. That sounds better than some of the stuff you heard.
I have to agree with you.
That is really good.
I didn't look. I didn't bother. I should have noted the person's YouTube name, but I didn't. So maybe we'll do that.
Whoever the YouTube name is, come out wherever you are.
Yeah.
Hit us up at the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's the handle name we use on Instagram, or you can go to mine, WCW_comedy.
I think that's an awesome person that should be recognized, at least in the underground world.
In the underground world,
I think that's a hit. I think you can make a few bucks off of that.
That should have been out for Record Store Day, which is
that seems something like you hear on retro, like on your retro TV, where it comes up retro 80s or retro disco combination rock. That's pretty good.
That song could have been on the Born in the USA album, okay? Because in our next podcast, we're going to talk about what we're going to do. We're going to kind of start constructing our own fictitious Born in the USA box set of uniquities.
And I like that. There's a fan already beat us to it by that awesome mix, but he also gives us the flavor and the drive to do it.
Gives us, that's
whoever you are, that was good.
That was good. So tune in a few days. We'll have the next Bruce Springsteen Uniquities podcast.
And like he says, he was born to run.